Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Coming up at Los Alamitos is our first Futurity final on Sunday, May 10th. It's the Grade 2 Robert A. Dare Kindergarten Futurity, featuring a cast of undefeated juveniles, led by fastest qualifier Contentious, plus the unbeaten Monday Dynasty, Cyber Eyes, and Jack A. 10 top 2-year-olds will face off in the kindergarten final, plus night racing's best bets are here. The early and late pick four and the traditional pick six. Remember, we add 10,000 to the pool if we don't have a carryover. The total pick six pool on April 19th was nearly 140,000. And racing fans, make your reservations today for kindergarten night or for any of our daytime simulcast programs. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Great tables are still available. Or join us at Burgart Sports Bar. Don't miss our first quarter horse Futurity final, the kindergarten on Sunday, May 10th.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the San Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-44 86455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's Racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the Racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our Racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Attention Inland Empire Racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front.
Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose, and Gamely is the winner by a nose. Rising.
Victory has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry. Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Willman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come join us for top-class daytime thoroughbred action and nighttime quarter horse racing through December 14th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom, perennial top stallion clubhouse ride, stakes producing Om and Tamarando. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragazin Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, along with free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Willman.
Thank you, Dan Jersey, and a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us wherever you may be listening. And very special day. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. And hope you can enjoy it with family and friends. And such an absolutely pivotal day, I think, for so many people. A lot to talk about today. We got a lot of show straight ahead. Want to go ahead and get the word out. Ron Anderson, super agent Ron Anderson, who has handled so many Hall of Fame jockeys as an agent, a winner of six Kentucky Derbies with an asterisk, had Medina Spirit and Johnny V not been DQ'd via the test barn, Ron Anderson would have seven Derby wins as an agent. He represents Antonio Fresu now singly. He had been paired with Joel Rosario for a good long time. However, Rosario and Ronnie have split. Joel's supposed to be coming here to Southern California and be represented by veteran agent Bill Castle. The voice of Santa Anita and Saratoga, Frank Miramati, going to be joining us in just a few minutes. Right now, we get back to Long Island and say hello to my good friend Jonathan Hardoon on behalf of the Ragazin Sheets. Hey, John, good morning. How are you?
Good, Mike. How are you? Before we begin, obviously, happy Mother's Day to my mom and all the moms out there. Moms are the glue of the family in most situations.
No doubt about it, John. And you know, this thing we call life, I lost my mom. Everybody on the show yesterday with John Lindo and Bob Ike talked about Jay Privman sadly losing his mother. I believe at the age of 91, just a few days ago, I lost my mom. I think it'll be 7 years, in September. And, you know, all I can say is I don't have all the answers. Nobody does. But, John, in this life, I think we try and minimize regrets, right? When you can no longer pick up the phone and say hello and everything, you don't want anything nagging at you in a negative way if you can help it.
You hit it on the nail, Mike. You're 100% right. Life is short, and, you know, move on and turn the page and fix things if you can.
Well stated, John. Listen, you're in Long Island on family business. You told me before the show, taking care of your mom and so forth. Entries taken tomorrow for the Preakness Stakes. They're entering today for Black Eyed Susan Day, this coming Friday. But tomorrow, I spoke with Chris Mers, who represents the Maryland Racing Commission, a couple of hours ago. Johnny says they'll start the draw show at 4 o'clock Eastern tomorrow. Actual draw, I think, at about 5 o'clock. And it's going to be available at the website and the Preakness Stakes YouTube channel. And there was one other option here I'm looking for, it. I can't find it. Anyway, the draw will be tomorrow, right about 5 Eastern for the Preakness itself. And obviously disappointing news for the second year in a row, the Kentucky Derby winner, the Connections opting not to run in the Middle Jeweler Racing's Triple Crown for the first and probably only time this year to be run at Laurel Park. They're limiting admission and everything else. It's going to be a big field, lacking star power. Now the conversation has really reheated, John, as to the timing of the Preakness and everything else. And so many traditionalists, I among them over the years, have maintained, hey, look, the Triple Crown is a tough thing to win, and it should be. Champions should win the Triple Crown. It's really hard to come back in 2 weeks. But, you know, I'll tell you what, I was listening to Christina Blacker and Kurt Hoover on FanDuel Friday, and they finally had some time to develop something. You know, John, when you're playing traffic cop, I've been in that position, and you got all these tracks going, you really can't develop much. It's got to be quick hits. You're going to a post parade, then you're going to the Meadowlands, you're going here, you're going there, different breeds. But they were talking, and Christina made so much sense. She brought up a very, very valid point, and I've heard it from other people as well. Now more than ever, we need more spacing. A big reason is the medication, the withdrawal time of medication. I present Skippy Longstocking as a bit of evidence, not coming here to run in the Santa Anita Handicap, and Safi Joseph, who's had, you know, some misfortune with the regulatory vets. He listed that as a big reason, John, but I think, and I'm going on here a little bit, the best idea I've seen this week came from Bobby Flay. He said it's simple. Let's just do it. The Kentucky Derby is always the first Saturday in May, the Preakness, the first Saturday in June, and then the Belmont, the first Saturday in July. It's a July 4th weekend. That's a touchdown for our game. I think we got to work that out, John.
Totally disagree, Mike, respectfully. I'm a traditionalist. The problem is Heisa got involved, so you have these problems with the medication rules and everything else. But this is another knee-jerk reaction in this game. Every time something goes wrong, they can't wait to flip it. And, again, they're doing that in this situation as well. Remember, Mike, we've had two Triple Crown winners in the last 11 years. Like you said at the beginning, this is not supposed to be easy. This is supposed to be hard. That's what separates true champions from the rest of us. I am totally against it. It's, listen, in basketball, if you can't make threes, what are they going to do? Start moving the line up closer? If guys stop hitting home runs, are we going to move the fences in? This is wrong.
We have.
It's a mistake. Exactly. And we have. And I'm against it. What could I tell you? I totally disagree. The Triple Crown is not supposed to be easy. And it's the way trainers train. One thing I know for sure, everyone should root for Baffert to win the Derby, because Baffert will never pass the Preakness if he wins the Derby. That's a fact.
You beat me to the point. Simon Bray came on after, Christina and Kurt talked quite a bit at length about the spacing of the Triple Crown. And Simon made a point, much as you are, he said, look, take into account this. The last two derbies, and he worked for Billy Mott, before he went out on his own. He said, we've had, quote-unquote, conservative trainers win the Kentucky Derby, they being Bill Mott last year with Sovereignty, and now this year Cherie DeVoe with Golden Tempo. He said, if you have a guy like a Bob Baffert, as you just noted, or a D. Wayne, who's now deceased, but that problem's not going to exist with skipping the Preakness. So your point is valid, John. However, myself, respectfully, you're my friend, taking everything into account now, I say it's got to be a month between races. The Heisa thing weighs so heavily, and I don't think it's going to diminish a Triple Crown winner. I think it's still going to be a very, very tough thing to do against top competition. And I think with the spacing, you're more likely to ensure that top competition. But it's a great discussion to have, John.
It certainly is. You sit around with your friends and you have a discussion and you shoot the bull, and everyone has an opinion and everyone thinks they're right. But again, it's just a matter of being wanting to change things. I like keeping things the same. Most gamblers are creatures of habit, and again, I wouldn't touch it, but. I'm sure it will be changed because there's a lot of pressure coming from the right people.
Well, and not only that, the rights, I don't know what the exact verbiage is, but the Preakness, those rights now apparently have been transferred to Churchill Downs, but I'm told the state of Maryland has a deadline where if they put up $85 million, they would still own the Preakness. So that's in doubt at this point. So there's a lot of factors here. I've mentioned Mark Ratzke last week. He works down in publicity at Los Alamitos. And he said, if you think Churchill Downs, if they're going to own the rights and everything to the Preakness, they're going to sit still and let that race be passed over year after year. He said, you got to be kidding. So change is coming. I don't think there's any doubt about it, John, for a variety of reasons.
Yeah, well, that's the nature of the game, Mike. And, Churchill Downs has a lot of power, and I'm not so sure that's such a good thing for the game either, honestly.
It is what it is. Now, look, looking at the Preakness now, we're going to have a lot of horses. The local horse is a horse by the name of Taj Mahal. He's unbeaten in three starts for Brittany Russell. I want to throw this at you, John. Would Brittany risk going to divorce court if she took her husband, Sheldon Russell, off this horse and named, say, Irad Ortiz on? What would you do?
I would assume she's probably going to leave him on, but obviously it's up to the owners, Mike. Listen,
I know.
He's ridden the horse in all three starts, and I think he's won on him in all three starts.
Three for three.
Okay, so, and they're basically the king and queen of Maryland racing. She's one of the top trainers there year in and year out. And he gets the opportunity to ride for her. So as long as everyone's happy in the house, I'm sure the horse will run well.
Well, everyone wouldn't be happy in the house if she made a change. You could take that to the bank. But we don't look for a change to be made. I just thought I'd break it up a little bit and throw that out to you, John. Now, listen, speaking of disagreements and various opinions, Maggie Wolfendale yesterday on the Fox show, she was adamant. And I want to get your thoughts on this, John. She thought the main track at Aqueduct, that it should not have been sealed yesterday. There wasn't enough rain. Andy Serling intimated as much when I saw him on. Pardon me. Maggie Wolfendale's husband, Thomas Morley, had the 4-5 post-time favorite in yesterday's Grade 3 John Nayrud going 6 furlongs. Race 6 at Belmont, horse by the name of 1900. And she was adamant this horse does not like a sealed track. She goes, I know I have opinions, but I'm telling you, in my opinion, this track should not be sealed. Well, the horse came up completely empty. He was off the board. Your thoughts on the racetrack yesterday at Aqueduct?
Well, there you go again with your knee-jerk reaction, Mike. It started to rain, and right away they panicked and couldn't wait to seal the track.
Really?
Obviously, they get the right weather report, and obviously they thought the rain was going to come in harder than it did, and it missed. But I'm not a fan of seal tracks. I don't disagree with her or Andy. The thing I will tell you, though, is that horse had a legitimate excuse, Mike. He missed the break. He's a dead speed horse. He blew the break, and that was it. It was over for him after that happened.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can blame the track all you want and say that he didn't like it or whatever, but he lost all opportunity at the start of the race. Watch the start.
Well, to me, this is what makes a conversation with a lot of horse players. I give Maggie credit. She stood up and said it well in advance. I don't know what she had to say after the fact, but she said it before the race. So, anyway, I just wanted to get your thoughts. You thought they reacted a little bit, overreacted to the forecast and sealed it when they really didn't have to.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's move on to what we're doing today. Had some people ask me about Bob Baffert in Kentucky. He won a race back there on Friday, and he's got one in today at Churchill Downs. I think it's a seventh race. It's a maiden claiming $100,000 claiming race. He's got Florent Giroux. They are 6-5 on the morning line. And, you know, we've got Ron Anderson coming up top of the next hour. Florent Giroux looked like was doing pretty darn well here, represented by Matt Nakatani. I tried to reach Matt today just to kind of find out what the plan is with Florent Giroux. Is he going to stay in Kentucky and then transition to New York, stay close to those Bob Baffert horses that have now been transferred back there, or just what's up? I don't have any answer, but he's on a 6-5 favorite for Baffert today at Churchill, one of them.
Yeah, the horse's name is Authentic Patriot, who was last seen at Santa Anita. He's 0-3 at Santa Anita with 2 seconds. I think he has to beat the rail horse there, Rock Music, the Brad Cox horse with Irad Ortiz. He ran once, and he ran well that day at Fairgrounds. Listen, Authentic Patriot has the better of the draw. He's drawn outside going 7 furlongs. But I think, personally, that the one horse, Rock Music, is the horse to beat in there.
Yeah, and this is the first time Authentic Patriot's going to be in for a tag, albeit a lofty one, $100,000. Post time for race 7 at Churchill today, 3:51 Eastern. Where do you want to go for your hour one selection, John?
Let's go to Belmont at Aqueduct and look at the 9th and final. It's a mile and a 16th on the turf. There was rain yesterday and overnight, but today will be nice. They're on the grass. The track is fast. The turf is firm. Number 10, Just for Luck, a 6-year-old gelding from the Richard Dutchrow barn. Ride a switch today to Flavian Pratt, 9-2 on the morning line. There's enough early speed to set things up for this guy. Number 10, Just for Luck, wins today's 9th and final out at Belmont at the Big A.
JONHARDOON.com. What's there?
3 best plays, $10. Full card, $25. Today we have Belmont, Churchill, and Santa Anita selections. Mike, could you ask Frank a question? He gave a call yesterday, which I never heard. It's a snow cone. What is a snow cone?
Well,
to do with Winston, but I was just curious because
can't you just keep your powder dry one time, John? Chris Monreal's laughing. We're going to get to that right away, John, so stay tuned, okay?
All right, Mike. Thanks so much.
All right, we'll get you back in hour two, John. Appreciate it very much. As advertised, we're joined now by the voice of Santa Anita and Saratoga Racecourse, my good friend Frank Miramati. Hey, Frank, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good between coughs. Well, John went ahead and teased it, so we're going to get to it right now. Frank, I just want to ask you this. What is up with you injecting this new adjective into the vast and expansive lexicon of thoroughbred horse racing? Chris, are you there, Chris Monreal?
And the two trailers, Magic Carpet Ride, Latin Airs at the back. They pass the quarter pole and come for home. And Midnight Cowgirls had it all her own way. Turns for home with a 3-length lead. Magic Carpet Ride all out, followed by Up for the Hunt, who angles out in third. Down at the rail, Anti-Slap and Humidity. But this was an absolute snow cone. Midnight Cowgirl, all alone, coming to the wire.
Frank! An absolute snow cone. Race 5 yesterday at Santa Anita. Midnight Cowgirl, ridden by Edwin Maldonado, trained by Ryan Hansen. And, you know, 4-5 favorite, paid $3.80. Where'd that come from?
It was spur-of-the-moment commentary. I've got a buddy of mine who we talk about horses quite a bit.
Yeah.
And we use two terms for horses that can't lose, snow cone and lollipop. and so it's just, and believe me, he wasn't listening because I didn't hear anything from him yesterday. So I hope he was watching and doing what I do when I watch other races, which is to mute out the volume because we could figure out what's happening ourselves. So that would be the best scenario. I'm pretty sure he watched that race, and the fact I didn't hear from him told me he hadn't heard it. So that's what a snow cone. And generally, believe me when I tell you, the snow cones and lollipops that we pass on to one another have an extremely bad taste to them, I might add, because they generally don't win the way that horse did yesterday.
Well, interesting. You know, I get back to Kurt Hoover on FanDuel yesterday. Right after that race, he was talking about his days as a little leaguer, getting snow cones and everything else.
Oh,
my recollection is, Frank, this was back before the days of participation trophies. The only time we got snow cones was when we won. And then one of the dads, would, they were 10 cents a piece. But it was, if you won, you got a snow cone. If not, well, there's a drinking fountain, pal.
I will say this. I think a snow cone, of all the desserts in the world, is one of the most overrated, hyped out desserts ever. I mean, they're such a disappointment.
But what about just, the shaved ice, Frank? If you get the shaved ice now, you know.
There are a couple places on the East Coast that might be able to treat you well. But when you mention lexicon, all I think about are the legendary silks of one Jerry Moss.
And Charlie Whittingham.
That individual. Yeah, Lexicon was a really nice horse.
Really, really nice horse. Well, look, Frank, I've been thinking about you with all the hubbub over the Preakness. You're going to be calling, I think it'll be the last ever, unless something unforeseen happens, Belmont at Saratoga Racecourse for, what, the third consecutive year, right, Frank?
Yes, yes.
Saturday, June 6th.
Saratoga. Yep, I'm looking forward to it. This will be the Belmont. And obviously, it's a tremendous honor. We had 5 million viewers on Fox last year. As you know, the Belmont and Saratoga meets are available exclusively on Fox Sports, and I'm very pleased to be a part of that team. And obviously, something of that nature for a California boy to be calling an American
Huge.
Classic in New York is as big as it gets for me. So I'm very excited about it and really looking forward with great anticipation. A lot of stress, but those are the moments we as announcers and broadcasters, those are the moments we hope to have the opportunity to be a part of. And so certainly it's a big honor for
me. Well, Frank, last year, I mean, you got the epic showdown. You had Sovereignty, who skipped the Preakness, the Derby winner, coming back. He took on Journalism. Baeza, third in the Derby, skipped the Preakness. He came back in the Belmont. It was absolutely tremendous. Now this year, Knockwood, the Derby winner, Golden Tempo, is going to come back. We don't know who else is going to run, but the stage is set for a big show, Frank, and I know that's a huge week up there, a festival of racing at Saratoga. You'll do that and then come back and finish up the meet here at Santa Anita.
Yes, sir. Pete Aiello will once again make the trip west, so fans will be delighted to hear him. Very high energy, great guy. I look at him like a little brother, and I'm just a big fan of his. And, you know, he grew up going to Hialeah when I was calling the races there. And he was a big fan of Phil Saltzman. And he has told me that some of the things that he has done, you know, were things that I was doing earlier in my career. And it just makes me happy to see his success. He's just a great guy. And as you remember, I had him come out and call a couple of Breeders' Cup events.
He called a race down the hill. And yeah. I told him after, yep. It's like he'd been calling races down the hill for 10 years.
No, he's very talented, and he's passionate, and he puts everything in his soul into it. He has energy that can't be described. So I'm really proud to be his friend and his colleague, and I'm looking forward to him having some fun out here. It's always fun, you know, when you go to another track and get a chance to call, it's a great experience. I've called it so many different tracks for, you know, even a race. It's just a great feeling to be able to do that, and so I know Pete's looking forward to coming out.
Hey, Frank, you know, we had a little fun with the snow cone episode, Race 5, yesterday, but I thought just a great finish to yesterday's feature, the Senorita, for many, many years at Hollywood Park, I believe at a mile on the grass.
Yes.
Run at 6.5 out of the chute.
I wish yesterday's was a mile, too, for that matter.
Yeah, me too.
Yes.
you know, but, hey, I just want to give props to Michael McCarthy. How good is his barn going? Marjoram, she's 7-2 and just surged late under Juan Hernandez. A great ride by Juan, able to get up and win by a head in yesterday's Senorita. and those who backed her got a $9.20 win mutual. Frank, great call. You were all over it.
I was all over it late. I wasn't all over it early. But, yes, thank you very much. I definitely won't be putting that thing on my highlight reel. But I'm very proud of the filly for getting up. That was a great race. Doug O'Neill's filly also ran lights out for the Purple Rain and Davis. Good group. And they just missed. They fired like a horse that shouldn't have lost. And it was just a really exciting last few jumps in that race. And the outside horse with Kyle Frey, I mean, I thought that horse was going to win at the eighth pole. So it was a very, very exciting race, as we've seen so many times down the hillside turf course. So those races get very interesting late, and always fun to watch the stretch runs of those kind of races, no doubt about it. And the Jedmont and Michael McCarthy. I mean, you know, look, he's on a roll. He should be. He's a class act. He's a great horseman. He's proving it, and he's getting the opportunities to call, you know, to have better and better horses in his barn, and he's answering the bell, and his
stepping
record
up
speaks. No one needs to pat him on the back. He is definitely an industry leader.
Hey, Frank, terrific job. Thanks for your time. Pick six carryover today. We'll be diving into that quite a bit. 43,000 and change. You got a big day ahead of you. Nice night and race card. 1 o'clock first post time. Thanks for making time for us. Great job as always, Frank. Thank you.
Thank you. And tell Jonathan I enjoy seeing his answer to every question on Twitter/X. I mean, he comes up in my timeline 20 times a day when he has those answers going down memory lane. What a great card we have today. This is not an easy pick six, so I wish everyone a lot of luck. And that last race should be quite an exciting finish as well.
No doubt about it, the Sorrento. Thanks, Frank Miramati. Appreciate it. Listen, folks, if you're a beginner to horse racing or an enthusiast of this beautiful sport, you need to know about the Data Eel. Data Eel is horse racing simplified. The Data Eel gives people a fun and easy entrance into the complex sport of horse racing. Experienced enthusiasts use Data Eel to enhance their handicapping skills in a simplified way. The Data Eel algorithms have already crunched the numbers for your favorite racetrack. Go to dataeel.com, that's dataeel.com, or horseracingsimple.com. Folks, going to hit this break and come back strong with John Lindo down in Carlsbad. Be talking about today's card and a whole lot more right after John Lindo this morning. Orlando Gutierrez. Again, second hour, we lead off with Super Agent Ronnie Anderson. And we're going to be checking in with Vince Bruin from Seattle, Emerald Downs. They're back up and running. A whole lot of show. Don't go away.
Very superstitious. Writing's on the wall.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615 or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om. sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner Almond Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a lemon.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
Los Angeles, my sincere thanks to Chris Monreal in here making things happen at the board at the Big A in Anaheim, where we get together for 2 hours every Sunday year-round. And right now we get down to Carlsbad and say hello to John Lindo. You can catch him and Bob Ike here on AM 830 and nationwide on ThoroughbredLA.com, live and archived from 9 to 10 every Saturday. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Michael. How you doing?
Good. Looking forward to the Preakness, and I had the coordinates here. I just encourage people, if they're interested in a draw tomorrow, go to Preakness.com, and that'll take you to the official Preakness YouTube channel. And the draw, again, back there, the festivities start at 4 o'clock Eastern, and then the draw itself, apparently, is going to be at about 5 o'clock. So there'll be a lot of horses. The undefeated Taj Mahal, as I just noted, he's the local threat, undefeated in three starts for Brittany Russell. So we'll look forward to the Preakness. First and only time at Laurel, and then it's back to Pimlico next year.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's going to be, it's kind of going to look like a COVID kind of thing, because there's a limited amount of people that are allowed to go because of all the construction. So I think 4,800 people is what they're limiting it to on track. But, you know, it's the Preakness. So we're going to have some fun with that. And they draw today for the Black Eyed Susan on Friday. So we're going to see what happens out there, and wishing Chris Mers and all the guys back at Laurel the best of luck.
okay, get off the fence and wade in with an opinion. The timing of the Triple Crown now, it's a hot topic, and it's going to remain so. Your thoughts, John?
Well, again, you see what's happening, and out of the 18 horses, maybe two from the Derby are going to run in the Preakness. Obviously, the two-week turnaround is not a usual situation in these times, so I can understand the noise to move it. I'm a traditionalist. I would prefer to keep it because we've had recent Triple Crown winners, but not only does it hurt the Preakness, but it hurts the undercard there, too. The horses running in those stakes races at Churchill Downs on the undercards on the Friday and Saturday aren't coming back to run over these next couple of Fridays and Saturdays, so that hurts them altogether. I don't know what the right thing, and can you tell me for sure if they made it 3 weeks after the Derby that we're going to get more participation? Is there any guarantee that we're going to get five or six of the Derby horses coming back in the Preakness? I think the answer to that is no. So it's going to take some thought, and it's going to have to, we're going to have to rework a lot of the three-year-old schedule, including through the Travers and things, to make sure the spacing is all right.
Yeah, the answer to your question about more participation, I think yes, and in particular with the winner covering a wide range of trainers and how they approach their business, I think you got a better shot of getting the Derby winner in the Preakness with more time. And as we just discussed a few minutes ago, the HISA implications here with, times for medicinal withdrawal and so on. In other words, is it going to show in a test if you give something to a horse that he needs, it's got to be out of his system by X number of hours in front of post time. I just think in this era of heightened veterinary scrutiny, that this just makes too much sense not to do. And I was always in your camp, John.
Yeah, I understand all the reasons, and you're right. The medication is a big concern with all this stuff. And I know what I would prefer. I understand if it's changed. Like I said yesterday, the decision is above my pay grade, so I'll have to go with it. But we'll see what happens. And okay, let's say they change it and make it 3 weeks out. And if we don't get that added participation, do we have to adjust it again? So this is a moving ball. The decision that's made has to be correct.
Well, I mean, they can look at it, but as I pointed out, to me, what I'm seeing, what makes the most sense is not 3 weeks, it's 4 weeks, John.
That would make the most sense to me. But
each of them,
Right. But it's hard to keep a horse sharp for 3 weeks or 5 weeks.
Oh, no doubt.
Plus 2 months.
Yeah.
Right? That's part of the Triple Crown appeal. You get a horse good for that period of time, bam, 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 you run those three races. Now you got to keep them sharp for 2 months.
Well, then you adjust, and I don't think that's that big of an issue. I think most people, if you talk to them, even the guys that wheeled back and won, they would say, yeah, if I had a little extra time, that's no problem. I'd give my horse a little more time. However, I was talking to Gary Studi the other morning in Santa Anita, and we all know what happened with Snow Chief. Charlie right. Whittingham was kicking himself for years because he went by Mel's Barn the morning after the Derby where Snow Chief was expected to run huge, and he didn't. And he told Mel, hey, why don't you go ahead and run him back in the Preakness? There's a lot of horses don't run good here. Well, Snow Chief came back and ran lights out in the Preakness, and, it like Charlie said, it probably cost me a Triple Crown. So, anyway, there's a lot of ways to go, but to me, given everything we're facing, we need more time.
Yeah, I can't argue that. Like I say, it's not my call to make, and the industry has to make some changes, obviously, because of what we're seeing the last few years, to not get much participation out of those Derby horses. It's important. So we'll see where it goes.
Hey, John, we always like to talk about Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch. The Forbidden Kingdom babies continue to hit the ground up there. They're sky high on the way they look. Pete Perella was telling me a couple weeks ago, he says, you ought to call Nick Alexander. He sent several mares over here, and he's just raving about how these babies look. And, of course, they're foaling out in Santa Ynez at Nick's farm. But, I mean, they've got an outstanding stallion roster now. I think, is really eligible to become an even bigger player at stud here in California. Clubhouse Ride continues to roll on, and Forbidden Kingdom by 2015 Triple Crown winner American Pharoah, himself a moldable graded stakes winner on turf and dirt. And, boy, you talk about a big Derby horse. He sure looked like he was going to be the way he won the San Felipe back, I believe, in 2021. Anyway, give him a call up there at Legacy Ranch. It's managed by Terry Knight, an outstanding trainer, both at Los Alamitos and with thoroughbreds up and down the state. The office number there at Legacy, 209-759-3315. John, as they like to say, let Legacy take you from conception to the starting gate and then the winner's circle.
Well, not only the breeding, right now they're getting those two-year-olds ready to come into Southern California, and there's not a better guy to handle that than Terry Knight. They've got a terrific training track up there. They'll get you gate school. They'll have you ready to go when they come down to Santa Anita and Del Mar. Consider that for your early two-year-olds here. Get them up to Legacy and let them do the job.
No doubt about it. If you want a horse to reach his or her potential, send him to Terry Knight at Legacy Ranch. Hey, John, one of the most successful programs here in the state of California in the last 10 years, initiated by Del Mar and the TOC, it's the Del Mar Ship and Win Program, and I know you've got some particulars on it. We've been seeing a lot about it on FanDuel TV.
Yeah, here are the details. If you've got a dirt horse and you come in from out of state, you get the $5,000 starter bonus for your first start. That's basically the shipping stipend, plus a 50% bonus for every dirt start you make during the summer meet, not just the first, every start. For the turf horses, you get the $4,000 shipping stipend when you come in for your first start, plus a 40% bonus for every turf start during the summer. Horses must not have raced in California in the last 12 months. The previous state must have been made outside of California. This does not qualify for first-time starters. And horses that make a start in that are training in California go out, make a start, and come back. They're not going to qualify either. Nice try, but that's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And those purse bonuses extend when you make a ship and win start at Santa Anita in May or June. You can make up to two starts. So go out of state, bring one in. You can start once or twice at Santa Anita, get that bonus, and you're still eligible for the bonuses at Del Mar.
Terrific. Now let's make some money. Who do you like at Santa Anita today on the nine-race card with a pick-six carryover in excess of $43,000?
The best gambling race on the card is the ninth and final, the Siren Lure Stakes. I'm going to take a shot with number nine, Boss Sully. Horse always runs well fresh. There's a lot of speed in here. I think he falls into a stocking trip. And I think this is a really good chance for Joel Rosario to hit the ground running here now that he returns to California. 5-1 on the program, number nine, Boss Sully, race nine, the Siren Lure at Santa Anita.
John, thanks so much. Have a great day.
You got it. Good luck today.
All right, let's get down Cotella and say hello to Orlando Gutierrez, heads up the publicity efforts and so much more at Los Alamitos Racecourse. Orlando, good morning. You got nine of them. Doc Allred's throwing $10,000 in the $2 pick six. And you got the big one for the two-year-olds, the grade two, $254,000 Robert A. Dare Kindergarten Futurity. Should be a great night at Los Al.
Good morning, Mike. Yeah, happy Mother's Day to everyone out there. And you're absolutely right. It's going to be a great night of racing here at Los Alamitos. It's been a little while since we've added that $10,000 into the pick six. So we're happy to do so again on this special day and looking forward to a great pool. First post, 5:45 p.m. for the nine-race card, and it's highlighted by the Kindergarten Futurity, a great two event. Close to $255,000 on the line in this race. And what an interesting field, Mike. Jose Flores just dominated the trials of the Kindergarten Futurity. He qualified seven runners. And what's interesting is every single one of them are fillies. And I just can't remember a trainer with this many qualifiers to a big Futurity like this, and all of them being fillies. And Jose attributed to the fact that he kind of changed his strategy a little bit this year with his owners. They purchased a lot of fillies. That's great for the future of being in California at the game. He pointed all these fillies here to this race, and what a success it was. He says that fillies tend to do well in this race, and he's right. It's been almost 20 years since the last colt won the Kindergarten Futurity. We've had a few gelds.
That's amazing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it was a good one. Carter's Cartel was the last colt to win it for trainer Jaime Gomez. But now Jose Flores is absolutely loaded. Contentious is the favorite. 2-1 on the morning line. She's been terrific in both of her victories. But up and down the line, every one of those Jose Flores Phillies ran tremendous on trial night. And like I mentioned, Jaime Gomez looking for a record 9 victory in the kindergarten. And if you know what, he's got the only Colt in this race. Tether looks MRL, yeah. A big long shot here. But, you know, Jaime can pull a big one, especially in the kindergarten.
And he's always smiling. Post time for tonight's main event, the $254,000 Robert A. Dare Kindergarten Futurity at 9:06 Pacific, named in honor of the opinion of many, maybe the best quarter horse rider to ever ply his trade at Los Al, Bobby A. Dare. Speaking of fast fillies, I don't want to get along any further. You had one last night in the fourth race, trained by Cesar de Alba.
Yeah, really a good-looking filly by the name of Black Magic. One, after getting bumped around a little bit, then as soon as she got going, she just pulled away from everyone, won by a length and a quarter. Very impressive win. Cesar was in the winner's circle. His two boys were there, just super smiling. And I asked one of them, you like that? He's like, oh, yeah, she didn't quit. She did not quit at all. So they already know what they're watching.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And Cesar, the owner, Colleen Ledgerwood, she only picks one or two horses to race every year, but she has an eye for good horses. They all seem to deliver. And Black Magic, really good victory, very solid time, 15:58 at 300 yards. Looking forward to seeing her continue to develop as we get closer to the Edinburgh trials.
Cesar, when he brings his boys out, they got their cowboy hats on, no doubt about it. Well, listen, 10,000 in the pick six tonight. How about a best bet for radio?
You know, I'm going to go back to that kindergarten race, and I'm going to go with a play here from the Jose Flores barn once again, Hakay. And one thing that Jose said is that, you know, it takes a smart filly or a small horse to win this race. You got to be smart to get those 300 yards in. No mistakes allowed. And Hakay has just been tremendous. Both of her wins have come by a length. Very, very easy the way she won the trial. I'll give her a shot. 7-2 from post number 6. Hakay will be my selection here in the kindergarten. Of course, needs to be contentious, which has been terrific.
And post time for that, 9:06. Just a quick mention on the simulcast situation. This Friday is Black Eyed Susan Day at Pimlico, and of course the Preakness on Saturday, Orlando.
Yeah, and I do have the times for that, Mike. We're going to open at 9:30 a.m. the grandstand. Only the grandstand will be open on Friday for this day.
Yeah.
On Saturday for the Preakness, the grandstand will open at 7 a.m. Both Burgards and the Vessels Club will open at 9 in the morning for the Preakness next Saturday here at Los Alamitos. And, of course, we're open every day for simulcasting.
And I talked to Ed Burgard. He is lobbying management for extended happy hour hours there at Burgards. I just let you know that, Orlando. We'll stay tuned.
Well, you know, I hope to see him on his birthday, July the 4th. We happen to be racing during the daytime meet there with the great Lady M. So
yeah.
Hopefully we'll see him out here
on this
upcoming birthday that he's got.
Always look forward to it. Rah, rah. Thanks so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, happy hour.
Good luck tonight, Orlando. Appreciate it. We'll hit our final break here, Chris, and come back strong. Heading to New York and say hello to Matthew DeSantis on behalf of Naira Betts. He had a nice $9 winner for the listeners last week at Aqueduct. Stay with us. Sad is the song.
Radio.
AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mazna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Coming up at Los Alamitos is our first Futurity final on Sunday, May 10th. It's the Grade 2 Robert Adair Kindergarten Futurity, featuring a cast of undefeated juveniles, led by fastest qualifier, Contentious, plus the unbeaten Monday Dynasty, Cyber Eyes, and Jack A. 10 top two-year-olds will face off in the kindergarten final, plus Night Racing's best bets are here. The early and late pick four and the traditional pick six. Remember, we add 10,000 to the pool if we don't have a carryover. The total pick six pool on April 19th was nearly 140,000. And racing fans, make your reservations today for kindergarten night or for any of our daytime simulcast programs. For Bessel's Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Great tables are still available. Or join us at Burgart Sports Bar. Don't miss our first Quarter Horse Futurity Final, the kindergarten on Sunday, May 10th.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halualoha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
To me, fantasy will set you free. Close your eyes, girl. Look
and welcome back. Final segment, hour one, Thurman, Los Angeles. Let's don't waste any more time. Get back to the Big A, the Belmont at Aqueduct meeting. At Aqueduct, and say hello to Matthew DeSantis on behalf of Naira Betts. Matt, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing out there?
Doing well on behalf of the listeners. Thanks so much. Grammy girl big last Sunday at Aqueduct. Came back $9.47 to win. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. It's always nice when a race plays out the way you hope in your mind.
Now, I want to get a weather update, and I also want to throw this at you, a little bit of controversy. I know you got to be careful, but Andy Serling, he states his opinion, as does Maggie Wolfendale. I'm sure you heard about it yesterday on Fox. She was not happy with the fact the racetrack was sealed yesterday. First of all, have you had any additional rain, and what is the track condition for today?
Yeah, no additional rain has been happening since yesterday afternoon. Looks like we're good to go for the rest of the day. The sun's actually going to be coming out. We're fast and firm right good. Now for the turf conditions, and all is good.
Okay, you got nine of them. First race post time, 1:10 Eastern. Who do you like for the listeners?
Yeah, we're going to go to race 8, 4:40 p.m. Eastern, 1:40 p.m. Pacific. And really like the number 3, Who's Your Zaddy, at 6-1 for Amelia Green. This horse, you know, ran, I thought, a really good race against state bred competition and made in special weight first time out, just came up second, and then dropped down a little bit in class, moved forward on the speed figures, shows the ability to track off the pace, pass some horses. I think, you know, sticking at that mile for the third time, Amelia Green has just been absolutely on fire this year, winning 26% overall, 33% during the early starts of this meet. I think Who's Your Zaddy at 6-1 presents outstanding value in race number 8.
And this is not an Indiana bred. It's a New York bred. Who's Your Zaddy, if you remember, there was a Hoosier with the, you know, the Indiana spelling there with another horse.
Yeah.
Who's Your Zaddy, number 3, race 8, post time 4:40 Eastern. How do we get signed up for Naira Bets, Matt?
Absolutely. Go to NairaBets.com or download the Naira Bets app. Use the promo code BONUS200. You get up to a $200 deposit match bonus. And we got a lot of great promos coming up for Preakness Weekend.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day. Really appreciate it. Folks, stay tuned. Super agent Ron Anderson next up. He represents Antonio Fresu, and they are live all day long in the 9 race program at Santa Anita. We'll be right back.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Angels baseball is less than 2 hours away here on Angels Radio, AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimos, you'll be glad you did.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Coming up at Los Alamitos is our first Futurity final on Sunday, May 10th. It's the Grade 2 Robert A. Dare Kindergarten Futurity, featuring a cast of undefeated juveniles, led by fastest qualifier, Contentious, plus the unbeaten Monday Dynasty, Cyber Eyes, and Jack A. 10 top two-year-olds will face off in the kindergarten final, plus Night Racing's best bets are here. The early and late pick 4 and the traditional pick 6. Remember, we add 10,000 to the pool if we don't have a carryover. The total pick 6 pool on April 19th was nearly 140,000. And racing fans, make your reservations today for kindergarten night or for any of our daytime simulcast programs. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Great tables are still available. Or join us at Burgart's Sports Bar. Don't miss our first Quarter Horse Futurity Final, the kindergarten on Sunday, May 10th.
Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than 3 decades. Call now at 626-448-6455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, halu'alohagardenandkitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin Sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin Sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin Sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin Sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin Sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin Sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin Sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Hey, everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. That 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
And once again, a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Hey, great to have you with us. Hour 2, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, and we want to reset and wish everybody out there happy Mother's Day. Hope you're able to spend quality time with mom, with the family today, and at the very least, jump on a phone call. A very, very special day on the calendar, and a very special guy joining us right now, Super Agent Ron Anderson. This guy... his success in this game, I don't want to say it's necessarily unparalleled, but it is tremendous by any accounting. An agent who has won 6 Kentucky Derbies with an asterisk. It was 7, but Medina Spirit lost his title in the test barn and, of course, was ridden by Johnny Velasquez, who at that time in 2021 was represented by our next guest, Ron Anderson. Hey, Ronnie, good morning. Great to have you back out here.
Bye. Thank you, Mike. Good Jim throw, and I appreciate all the kind words.
Yeah, I saw you Friday morning, didn't get a chance to chat. But just for the listeners who may not be familiar with you, I just want to rattle off a few names. And, of course, you currently represent Antonio Fresu, and there's one win yesterday that I want to mention. I thought an absolutely tremendous ride. I believe it was race 7 in the drone shot. Was so revealing. But some of the guys you've handled, I mentioned Johnny Velasquez, Fernando Toro, a Hall of Famer, Gary Stevens, Hall of Famer, Jerry Bailey, Hall of Famer, Garrett Gomez, Hall of Famer, Chris Handley, Hall of Famer, Frankie Dettori, a Hall of Famer, certainly in Europe, and most recently Joel Rosario, but that's not the case now. He's out here with a new agent. Your first ever jock, Ron, way back 53 years ago, and a guy that I actually knew, Bobby Howard. You've come a long way, and I remember Bobby Howard. Didn't he win two writing titles at Pomona?
I believe he did, yes. He sure did, and you really did your homework here. It's just not many people in this at this time remember him at all.
So yeah.
The other guy after that was Paco Mena, who just passed away recently.
Tragically, yeah.
My second ride.
And he could really ride. He looked great on horses, as you know, and had a ton of success for a guy named Melvin F. Studi. Ronnie, back to Bobby Howard. I remember he kind of phased out of horse racing. He started making way more money in the entertainment business, doing commercials and stuff.
Yeah, he was an advisor, and you know, any kind of shots that they had horses and stuff in, as far as commercials or movies and stuff, he was kind of on a short list of people they would call to put things together with hustling horses or people or whatever. So he did get out of the riding business, but landed on his feet. So that was all good.
Ronnie, I want to talk about Frankie Dettori. What you were able to do with him out here, and he's just, I said many times as director of publicity, Frankie's celebrity in Europe far transcended our game of horse racing. He was and is a household word. He came out here in his early 50s, and I mean, he showed that he still more than had it. What a magnificent talent, but he's hung him up for good now.
You know, Mike, people don't realize the popularity of him overseas. He was the second most recognizable person in all of Europe, behind the Queen, for a long period of time.
Imagine that.
He is a rock and roll star. Yeah, a rock and roll star. Came at the end of his career, but you could still see he was extremely, extremely talented and good. He ended up leading rider at Kentucky Downs last year, after being second the year before, and just a different level of rider. He was so special.
No doubt about it. And, you know, Ronnie, your jock, Garrett Gomez, he broke the hearts of so many people, and you know where I'm going. He was able to beat Zenyatta, the only time she tasted defeat in her career finale, the 2010 Breeders' Cup Classic, in the dark at Churchill Downs, and he did it with a very serious injury. You've had so many highlights throughout your career, Ronnie, but, I mean, I don't know how you beat that win. I really don't.
That's, Mike, that's way up there. I've been lucky enough to be involved with 43 Breeders' Cups. I don't think anybody's close. I think Mike said about 26. But like you say, that was a highlight of highlights. And lots of people don't know, and you just said, he fell on a horse of Wayne Lucas's on, like, Wednesday, and he actually had a crack in his shoulder, which they didn't find. And he couldn't lift his arm. They even cocked his stick. And the race that he rode that day was just
phenomenal,
spectacular, beyond unbelievable. And another funny thing, but coming back, he was trying to get the crowd riled up. You know, he's doing this. The whole crowd had want nothing to do with him beating that
no.
They were they were booing him.
He
like,
was wearing a black hat, Ronnie. No doubt about that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, let's bring it back to the present. Yesterday, I mentioned your guy, Antonio Fresu. What a tremendous ride for Tim Yachtin in the seventh race yesterday at Santa Anita, going 1 1/8 on grass aboard a horse by the name of Sabretooth. And, you know, Kurt Hoover, they talked about it on FanDuel. They had the drone shot. And I hope people that go to look this up, they can access that drone shot, because it was amazing the way he was able to save ground. I think Kurt was on with Scotty Hazleton. But your thoughts on that particular ride and just the way things are going right now? I think he's one down in the standings early on. He's got 12 wins. Armando Ayuso, who's on the shelf with Days right now, 13-12 is the way that stands. But I know you had to be happy with the way that race went yesterday.
Mike, you know, in the course of a day's racing, there aren't too many A rides. Well, that was probably an A-plus ride.
Yeah.
He's a delight to work for, very professional. You know, Frankie, before he retired, said to me, look, you're going to have some options. He said that you keep your eye on him because I think there's a huge upside to him. If he doesn't get hurt opening day coming down the hill, I think he'd have been lead. Well, the stats that he would have been leading rider at Santa Anita was 24% winners, and we missed some times, but things are picking up again big time, and I'm looking for a good couple 3 months here with him. It all feels really good.
Okay, well, that's you're leading me to my next series of questions here. Originally, a lot of people thought, well, he's going with Ron Anderson. They're going to be heading to Kentucky in the spring and then on to New York. Are you going to hunker down with Fresu right here in Southern California and ride out of town on occasion?
That's the plan right now, Mike. There's no plan for him to go anywhere as of now. We'll just see where all this goes, and we'll field it as it comes.
Okay. And you ride six today, Ron Anderson. I only want to ask you about two of them, the last two on the card. But before I do that, a lot of people wondering what's up with Joel Rosario. Change is inevitable in any business, and a change has been made here, Ronnie.
Mike, we've been together for almost 14 years, and, you know, I tell people a one-on-one relationship with anybody, whether it's a marriage situation or a jock and an agent situation, it is like a marriage. You know, some things don't always work out long-term. So we've had a long-term relationship, but at this point it's time to move on. And Joel is Joel. He's one of the greatest riders of this generation. He'll do good with whoever, and Billy Castle will definitely do a beautiful job for him, I believe.
Ever the diplomat, Ron Anderson, let's talk about a horse you ride in race eight today for Mark Glatt. And, I mean, this horse was on a roll before he went to the sidelines. May of last year, he had won three in a row. He's a lightly raced five-year-old. All he's done is win four out of those five, and the other time he was second. Tell us how this call came about, and here you are 7-5 going six furlongs off the bench for a guy like Mark Glatt.
Well, Mark grabbed him and had him breeze this horse before a couple of times. He's worked exceptionally well. I would think this group is going to have a tough time out running him, but we're not telling you too much because he's a huge favorite in the program.
Yeah, and then another short price in today's featured Siren Lure, 100,000 up at six furlongs out of the turf chute. You got the rail with Sorrento Sky. Just look at the form. We know Fresu knows this horse. He's won on him. Here he is, a five-year-old now. Comes off a close fourth in the Grade 3 San Simeon, coming down the hillside turf course. You got to have a huge look here, but it's a very competitive field.
Yeah, and he's one of these horses, I think, being jammed up on the inside, maybe a tiny bit vulnerable. I think he's in with his friends. He's trained well. It's another one that Antonio has gotten on. He liked the way he breathed. And I wouldn't trade spots with him. But these are the kind of horses for people that are betting their pick threes and pick fours and all that stuff. Being jammed up on the inside, you might use a couple others in the race to try and beat him because he's going to probably be overplayed.
Interesting. I'm not going to let you off the hook here this morning without giving us a Triple Crown thought. As you know, the hot topic, once again, is possibly moving the Preakness and putting the same amount of space between all three Triple Crown events. I just want to put it to you this way, Ronnie. Where would Bobby Frankel come down on repositioning the Preakness and perhaps the Belmont?
Any of the old-timers would not be happy with any of this, but Mike, the breed and everything has changed in the last few years.
Right.
I think it needs to be adjusted somewhat. They're going to move the Preakness. I'm not sure that they moved the Belmont, and I'm going to tell you why. I was speaking with somebody in New York the other day. It backs up all the races at Saratoga
yep.
And Monmouth Park to a point that it affects them so much. I'm not thinking the Belmont's going to ever move off that date. I think it's going to be 5 weeks after the Derby, and I'm not sure they're ever going to change that because it complicates so many other things. So we'll see what happens.
Well, it's interesting, but the reasons you noted are very valid. The breed has changed. I don't want to get into all of that, but there's so many people that say, listen, there's been this emphasis on win early, on speed, the two-year-old and training sales and so on, that maybe the breed doesn't have the kind of sturdy, durable bone that it used to. I mentioned in hour one, Ronnie, the best idea I've seen, but now you raise the valid point of very important stakes getting backed up at Saratoga and at Monmouth Park. You're talking to Haskell. But Bobby Flay, who's all in this game, celebrity chef, owns horses, incredibly articulate guy, he's lobbying for 1 month between all of them. First Saturday in May, June, July, Derby, Preakness, Belmont, Ronnie.
The problem is going to be not that I think that's a great idea, but like I said, it complicates the races going forward, which are going to have to be adjusted, including the Travers, including the Jim Dandy, including, Monmouth Park. So I'm not sure. That's easily said. And to be perfectly honest with you, until I spoke to somebody a week or 10 days ago in New York, I was all over that. But Now that I hear the complication, they're going to need to sit down and figure it out.
Well, this could get into this. This thing could get pretty heated because now you've got Churchill Downs. They've bought the rights to the Preakness. And I don't think Churchill Downs is all that concerned about Naira or what goes on at Monmouth Park, Ronnie.
You know? You got a point.
So it could get a little bit contentious, to put it mildly. Ronnie, we get along. That's good. Always nice to have you. And we'll be talking a lot more often now as you're out here full time with Florent Garouth. With Antonio Presu. Thank you, Ronnie.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Little cough there. Sorry, folks. Now we get up to Santa Anita. We get back there, and we say hello to Andy Harrington on behalf of NationalTurf.com. Andy, good morning. How are you? Andy, you were underwater there. What did you happen to say?
But Michael, thank you very much for the invite again.
Now we got you. All right, Andy, before we talk about anything in terms of X's and O's on today's card, I want you to weigh in on the Preakness discussion, the timing of the Triple Crown races.
I remember Dwayne Lucas. He said first Saturday in May, Memorial Day weekend, July 4th weekend. I think that's probably a pretty good yardstick. I'm all for it. I know there might be some downstream effects, as what Ron Anderson said, but they can move their races down a little bit probably. And I think it's the day and age we live in, and the fact that Preakness is just basically becomes a hollow race when there's no real interest, as far as the Triple Crown winner is concerned. I think it's a no-brainer. I don't even think why there's so much consternation about it.
Andy, let me ask you this. How many times over the years have we seen where the Belmont is a quote-unquote hollow race? Many times.
Yeah,
right?
Oh, that's absolutely true, because there's those races in Saratoga, the big three-year-olds, there's the Haskell. There's a lot of big fish to fry over the summer, and, why run a mile and a half at Belmont? And, that's a very, very, very taxing race. And, frankly, most of the horses bred in America aren't. They want no part of a mile and a half, zero. So, your point is well taken. So I'm totally on the side of separating, give or take about a month between the races.
And I just think having the Belmont July 4th weekend at the new Belmont Park, I think it would be beyond massive. I really do.
I'm totally there with you. Absolutely. There's these big racetrack entities that have, various, no one is working together, which is, example number 7,287 in our horse
racing game.
Good
call. Yeah.
That's just there's nobody to knock heads. There's no Dana White and UFC putting everybody together for something. There's just these tracks just who are oftentimes at odds with each other and just trying to be, get their little piece of the pie and not looking at the big picture.
Myopic fiefdoms. right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, that's we are an old school sport from the 1920s and 1930s, somewhat like boxing. You know, there's no, it's not the NFL where there's a flow chart. There's not the MLB or the UFC. You know, we're a really, you know, an old school sport that are owned by many tracks, and all of them seem to want to not be in concert with each other, to say the very least.
Andy, a pick six carryover today at Santa Anita, a little north of $43,000, a 9-race card. Any strong opinions?
Yeah, we do have one in the final leg, the stakes race down the hill. It's a really fun race. This is the Siren Lure. You know, there's a ton of speed in here.
Andy, I just want to point, this is not down the hill. It's 6 furlongs out of the chute.
Out of the chute. You're right.
Yeah.
Right. I'm sorry.
Just for the record.
I stand corrected. There's a lot of speed in here. Vlahos, the number two horse, is back in the Luis Mendez's barn, and they gated it the other day and went off of 44-2. It's going to string this field out a little bit, which leads me to the horse that I really like in here, the number six horse, Unconquerable Keen. From the Phil D'Amato barn, who just has come to be a really neat, relaxed, chill horse early. He's put great late runs. Had an unfortunate trip at Gulfstream on Pegasus Day, but now has had three really, really good drills. Kazuchi Kimura takes the mount here. There's a lot of speed, as I said. So I thought at 3-1, this horse will run its race and get something to run at. So we're going to go in the 9th race for the number 6, Unconquerable Keen, for the Phil D'Amato barn.
Okay, and tell us about nationalturf.com, which is where your stuff is at.
Yeah, that's a scouting report on all the horses I have on a particular day. I give grades, good, bad, and kind of in between, give you a little added insight, hopefully, to take with you to the racetrack.
Okay, thanks so much, Andy. Have a great day.
Thanks.
And listen, on this Mother's Day, before we get along any further, I want to extend happy birthday wishes to a guy we attended the same high school, different years. Happy 39th birthday tomorrow to the one and only Oscar Beltran, who's going to be handling things for the Angel Baseball crew. And they're all here. Terry Smith, producer-engineer Jorge Sevilla, along with left-handed great Mark Langston, getting ready for the Halos and the Blue Jays today, hoping to turn things around. But anyway, happy birthday tomorrow, number 39, Oscar Beltran, a product of Arroyo High School in friendly El Monte. Listen, folks, if you're a beginner to horse racing or an enthusiast of this beautiful sport, you need to know about the Data Eel. Data Eel is horse racing simplified. The Data Eel gives people a fun and easy entrance into the complex sport of horse racing. Experienced enthusiasts use Data Eel to enhance their handicapping skills in a simplified way. The Data Eel algorithms have already crunched the numbers for your favorite racetrack. Go to DataEel.com, that's DataEel.com, or HorseRacingSimple.com. Chris, we're going to go ahead and hit this break. We'll come back running with a red hot handicapper, Bruce Finkelstein, on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. We're not closing up yet, but soon enough, we'll be right back.
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time. Turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl. Closing time. One last call.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner, Om and Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three grade two wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
Attention Inland Empire Racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. BetOnBruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Every time you hear that song, you can't help but think of the immortal Zenyatta. What an incredible race mare she was. Listen, folks, owning and breeding here in California, I can tell you from personal experience, can be incredibly lucrative, and it is a whole lot of fun, especially if you shake a nugget out of the pan and you got yourself a runner. Go to ctba.com to find out all the good incentives to own and breed here in California, including their flagship foal incentive program. Mares bred this year, and we're just getting started, with resulting foals in 2027 will be awarded $1,000 by the CTBA, each foal registered as a California bred. California bred registration fees will be waived for these foals if they're registered in 2027 and 2028. And also, folks, if you're looking for a brood mare, they've got a quality enhancement program, which you can read more about at CTBA.com. Mares purchased at public auction for $20,000 or more who are 12 years of age or younger. Breeders will be eligible to receive up to $3,000 in transportation expenses. So say if you go to Keeneland, what have you, you buy a mare there, either barren or in foal, you bring her back, breed her to a California-based stallion, you're eligible for these reimbursements. Owning and breeding here in California, it really is something to think about. Again, go to their website, CDBA.com. Let's go to Las Vegas right now. Say hello to Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Hey, Bruce, good morning. How you doing?
Doing well, Mike. Good morning to you, and good morning to all the moms out there. Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, and happy Mom's Day to your bride, Faith. Hey, Bruce, last week here with us at Aqueduct, you scored with Love Servier. Was that the pronunciation?
Servier.
Yeah, $7.60. And yesterday, you were red hot at Santa Anita, especially early. Your best bet, Big Soiree, came back $41. And you had two $1 pick threes that came back $219 and $191. You had a $1 pick four on a $24 play that paid $475 and a 50-cent pick five. This is on a $36 sheet, paid $855. Well done, Bruce.
Thanks, Mike. I think we had enough for dinner last night after that great start. So,
that
one huge payoff, Mike. Just that was like the landmine that just opened everything up and just blew everything up for us. So,
yeah,
Big Soiree was a nice one.
A landmine for the competition. But you know, you bring up dinner, and I've been meaning to ask you this. You or Lindo, and I don't have Bob Icahn too often. I keep hearing about this dinner. Yet another one that I was not invited to. Kentucky Derby night in Las Vegas, attended by yourself, John Ardoon, Ralph Sirocco, John Lindo, and I think I mentioned Bob Icahn and so on. I have to ask you this, Bruce. Was there sponsorship there, or was there kind of a collective passing of the plate you guys all pitched in? How'd that go down?
Okay, cough, cough. I think there was some sponsorship there.
There was some sponsorship. Yes.
Very nice of.
Well, no wonder
nice
it was such a joyous occasion.
No wonder everybody showed up, right? Horse players don't pass up a free meal. Come on.
Who picked up the tab?
I think the South Point did. Thanks, Steve Johnson, and everybody affiliated. We went to a really nice steakhouse there. Great. That was such a fun night, I got to say. Hardoon is still giving me crap. that all night, but I love it. I haven't seen him in so many years. We used to do seminars together back in the mid-90s, and
I remember
such a blast. And Bob Icahn and John Lindo, the whole crew. It was really, and the wives were there. It was such a great time. I'd like to do it again.
Yeah, I would too. Don't forget about me now. You got my contact information. All right, Bruce, where do you want to go out of town for your first selection?
Churchill Downs. Let's go to the fifth race, and let's go with a kind of an earlier play for me than typical. Let's go to, it's 11:45 at the 11:46 Pacific time race. We're going a mile and eighth on the grass for 50,000. This is a horse that used to run in Southern California, Mike, the three, Awfully Naughty. He's 8 years old now. He came off a 17-month layup. They ran him in a grade three at a mile and a half. He was probably overmatched that day. Then he dropped in an optional claimer, a non-winner's one allowance. Mike, he had a disastrous start. He was along the temporary rail, drew the one post, checked hard right after the break. He was probably at that, dropped him further back than he wanted to be. But I'll tell you what, he put in a darn good effort after that troubled start. He made an extended run. He finished fourth. And I think with a better start, he may have won the race. He's been claimed by Joe Sharp, who's one of the top claiming trainers in the business. He's jumping up in class off that race, gets Gaffleon. I think the mile and an eighth could be a little more suitable at his advanced age. He won't have to run as far and as hard. I think off of that last race, he's a play. Race five, the three, Awfully Naughty, listed at 6-1 on the morning line.
Okay, and before we get your selection today at Santa Anita, I know a lot was made on air yesterday about some of the morning lines that we're seeing at Santa Anita. I don't know if they're AI-driven or whatever, but I know you know several guys were adamant that the morning line on the eventual winner of yesterday's Senorita, the filly Marjoram, 10-1 on the morning line. She got off at 7-2 and surged late to win, Bruce. Again, the line has been very much in question of late.
You know, AI has been amazing, but not for making morning lines. Mm-hmm. That's all I can say. Let's go back to humans making morning lines that know the game. It's not working on morning line making. Sorry, Santa Anita. You know what? There's a lot of sharp handicappers out there and guys that can do the morning line or girls that could do the morning line. Let's go back to that. It's an art. It's difficult to
do.
Man. We see it around the country, Mike. There aren't a lot of great morning line makers anymore. And the players make the adjustment. And even though it looks like a bet down, it's really not. I had a horse yesterday in the first race that was 3-1. He never even sniffed 2-1. He went off at 6-5 in that race. And it was my fault for giving out a horse that short. I should have realized it with Juan Hernandez aboard. I think we're all, you know, getting influenced by a bad morning line at times. We need better morning lines. Let's go back to a human doing it, okay? AI is great for a lot of things, not making morning lines at the racetrack.
Yeah, you know, we had the best at Santa Anita for so many years with Jeff Tufts and then John White.
John White was amazing.
He just poured his heart and soul into that job, not only at Santa Anita, but at Del Mar as well. Then Jeff Siegel took over, and unfortunately, he couldn't keep doing it for too long because he fell ill. But I agree with you 100%. All right, now let's get to it. 9 races today at Santa Anita. Where do you want to go?
Let's go to race number 3 at Santa Anita. These are restricted claimers at 1 1/8 on the grass. The number 4 horse, Zagruis, is my play here. He came off a 4.5-month layoff, and he won on the lead. He won by a hair. Super game, probably the best race of his career. Finally had a breakthrough race. Off of that race, Mike, he was 66-1 in a non-winner's allowance race. And I think the rider is just kind of a rookie. Belmont is the rider. He took a hold of this horse, and really, that's taking an athlete out of its game. This is a one-dimensional front runner. They grabbed this horse. No bueno at all. He didn't show a whole lot of run, but that's not what he wants to do. He drops in class today. Look at the rider switch to Jaramillo. I think Leonard Powell's telling you something right there. They're going to be going on this horse today, and that's the way he wants to run. I think in this spot, he should be very tough. Race number 3, that is the 4 horse, Zagruis, listed at 7-2.
What about that line there, 7-2?
Probably goes down a little. I mean, that's not – I think King of Dragons at 8-5 is a little on the low side. Maybe that's not too bad, but I would expect – we'll go down about probably a point here. I think we're looking at about $7 on ours.
Okay, terrific. Listen, Bruce, have a great day and all the best with the family.
Take care, Mike. And, again, happy Mother's Day.
You bet. Listen, Bob Mazursky's got the day off. Before we go up to Seattle and check in with my good friend Vince Bruin on behalf of everything going on at Emerald Downs, folks, if you have plumbing issues, I'll just tell you 2 words, Western Rooter. Family-owned and operated for more than 4 decades by Larry and John Batala, along with Mike and Jenny Glenn. They're open 24/7, and they can take care of any problem you might have. Leaks, clogs, broken water heaters, you know, you got trouble with a garbage disposal, whatever it may be, they can handle anything, any emergency, and any job, commercial or residential. As I often say, on time and under budget. Give them a call there at Western Rooter, 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio. It'll knock 10% off your total invoice. Go to westernrooter.com. See for yourself everything they offer. They've updated everything on the website. And you can also check out over 500 five-star reviews. Western Rooter, the best in the West. And now we get to Seattle as advertised. Say hello to Vince Bruin with Emerald Downs back up and running. And see what's going on. Hey, Vince, how you doing?
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good. I called you yesterday because I was looking for your races in the form, and Emerald wasn't here, but I was seeing them on FanDuel. I saw Frank Alvarado ride a great race for Tim McCann. I think it was the 4th race up there. But thankfully, Emerald's back in the form today. What happened?
I'm not sure, Mike, but after chatting with you real briefly, I did pass that on to our simulcasting coordinator and our track president. I understand some phone calls and emails were made, and I look for that situation to be rectified.
Did I set off a chain reaction asked you in there, Vince?
I think so, but we appreciate it very much because especially, you know, as you know, Mike, with Northern California out, there is kind of, you know, people in Southern California sometimes after a San Diego race are looking for another track. And that worked great for us last year. So,
and Vince, not only that, but you've got name recognition up there. I know Isaias Enriquez, a guy who was down here for quite a few years, is riding full time. I mentioned Frank Alvarado. Tim McCann has always been a force up there, but had kind of been transitioning down here quite a bit. But I understand he's pretty much got a full complement of horses there in Seattle now.
He does. In fact, Tim was already 3-for-4 at the meet, and he's sitting at 999 career wins at Emerald Downs. He'll be the second trainer to hit 1,000 here, joining Frank Lucarelli. Tim's got one in today in the last race. It is a Morning Line favorite. So we got the big sign ready and all that.
Yeah.
And Tim's a great guy, as you know.
He really is.
And he fought some well. And always been a pleasure to deal with Tim over the years.
Great family from the Spokane area, and he is, I'll say it, I think he's a great trainer. I really do. Things have been a little lean down here this year, but, boy, it's tough for a lot of these guys, Vince, making the transition, you know, from the Bay Area here to Southern California full time.
It sure has. This year with Hastings closing up in Vancouver, we've had an influx of Canadian horsemen down here. They've added maybe 60 or 70 horses to our population. And if you see names like Mark Cloutier, Steve Henson, Robbie Gilker, these are all household names up in Vancouver. These are really good horsemen, and they've shown up to play ball here, Mike. You know, you go to a new track, there's a lot of costs in getting set up and getting rolling. So you might take those horses seriously if you see them trained by one of those guys. They're excellent horsemen, and they're here to try to win races.
Well, Vince, you're a big part of the business pie up there. You do a great job interacting with the horsemen. I've said this many times. The horsemen, they're our business agents. The horsemen are the guys bringing the horses here. They are the ones prevailing upon the owners to invest, to write checks, to be stakeholders in this very, very expensive game. And I think it's pretty darn important that we maintain a good relationship with them. And you do a great job with that. You got 8 races today at Emerald. So that said, it looks like you're trying to take care of your inventory. You know it's early on in the long racing meet, so you limit it to 8 races today, first post time at 1:50 Pacific.
That's correct. And come June, we'll add Friday nights to our mix, go Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
We're almost at 700 horses right now. We still got a lot of horses coming up from Phoenix that finished up at Turf Paradise last week, so we should go over 800 here pretty soon. We'll be a little down from last year, but still a good workable number for us to get our 51 days. So we should be pretty good this year.
And Vince, you mentioned, you know, things are done in Vancouver, B.C. They're at Hastings. But a revitalized Turf Paradise, I think that's a big plus for you guys, is it not?
It's huge, Mike. And if you're, you know, they have a similar purse structure to us. And if you can go Phoenix in the winter and Seattle in the summer, that's not a bad go.
I know it.
And to see it revitalized is great because of a lot of our biggest trains. You think about guys, you know, like Frank Lucarelli, Charlie Essex, Joe Toy. That's their circuit.
Right.
And without that other Turf Paradise, when it almost closed a few years ago, that would have been very hazardous for us. So I'm glad to see the new – you could see it in their track presentation this year, Mike, with, you know, increased presence with the paddock interviews and the improvements in the starting gate. Just the overall everything seemed like it was fresh there. You saw more fans on track. So I'm really happy to see them making a push.
By the way, Vince, Frank Lucarelli was a starting catcher with the independent – Victoria Muscles in the 1978 Northwest League. They ran last by quite a few lengths, but he's got a big stable and does a heck of a job. He had a nice stakes, a multiple stakes winning filly that was running down here in Southern California for a while. But anyway, it's nice chatting, Vince. Want to get Emerald back on everybody's radar. Do you have a best bet for anybody today?
Oh, yeah, I guess let's go to race 6, 4:22 p.m. It's a non-winners of two lifetime race for a $4,000 tag. And go to the far outside, convey to me with Kevin Krieger up. These non-winners of two lifetime races, I'd like to find a horse that can see, has at least proven it can pass a horse or two in the lane, and I think gets a great post, good connections, and maybe a recency edge on a lot of horses he's facing today. So convey to me 4-1 on the morning line.
Kevin Krieger, a credit to the game, leading rider there last year, right?
That is correct, yeah.
And I believe he won a Santa Anita Derby for Doug O'Neill on a horse named Golden Sense.
That is correct. In 2013, he did that. And Kevin's a pretty polished rider. He's solid. And he's doubled on both our racing days so far. Probably do it again today.
Class act. Thanks so much, Vince Bruin from Emerald Downs.
Appreciate it, Mike.
I appreciate you. Listen, we mentioned Doug O'Neill, folks. His Robusta now listed as a runner. Entries will be taken tomorrow for the Preakness next Saturday at Laurel Park. And, of course, Doug, he's going to be a Hall of Famer. It's just a matter of time. He's been on the ballot now several times. But he's a Hall of Fame food purveyor as well, along with his son, Daniel. Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. As Doug likes to say, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. We'll hit our final timeout, come back strong, heading to South Florida. Going to be checking in with Toby Calhoun and take two with Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Chiefs. Don't go away.
Every new beginning comes from some other beginnings. And yeah, I know who I want to take me home. I know who I want to take me home. I know who...
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Coming up at Los Alamitos is our first Futurity final on Sunday, May 10th. It's the Grade 2 Robert A. Dare Kindergarten Futurity, featuring a cast of undefeated juveniles, led by fastest qualifier, Contentious, plus the unbeaten Monday Dynasty, Cyber Eyes, and Jack A. 10 top two-year-olds will face off in the kindergarten final, plus night racing's best bets are here. The early and late pick four and the traditional pick six. Remember, we add 10,000 to the pool if we don't have a carryover. The total pick six pool on April 19th was nearly 140,000. And racing fans, make your reservations today for kindergarten night or for any of our daytime simulcast programs. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Great tables are still available. Or join us at Burgart's Sports Bar. Don't miss our first quarter horse Futurity final, the kindergarten on Sunday, May 10th.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
A thousand times a day.
And welcome back. Final segment, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Folks, we mentioned Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. That's right up the street. That's right, right up White Avenue. And then it's off Foothill. But the Derby Room is off White, just below Arrow Highway. just a great place to go. Say hello to Brandon and company over there. They run an incredible show. I had breakfast there last week. Absolutely tremendous. Free parking and admission every race day at the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. A tremendous food and beverage presentation, audio visual as well. Tell them you heard about it right here on Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Let's get to South Florida and check in with Toby Callett. Hey, Toby, good morning. How's everything down there?
Everything's great, Mike. I'll make it quick and painless. Race 7 today at Gulfstream, a Lake Two. Thankfully, thankfully with the 4 Royally Blue, the 8 Free to Roam, and the 6 the Dove Rules. 2, 4, 8, 6. Pick up the 6. And today's 7th at Gulfstream.
Okay, and post time for race 7, 4:04 Eastern. Last thing, weather update as far as South Florida goes?
Everything's fine. Chamber of Commerce, but it is very warm. It's about 90 degrees.
Okay, enjoy it. Thank you so much, Toby.
Bye, Mike.
All right, take 2 with Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Chiefs. John, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. Can I ask you a question? Do they have agents in the Horse Racing Hall of Fame?
Oh, man, I knew you were going to ask. I think there might be a couple, but, I mean, Ronnie would be
how could he not be
1-5. You know, there's a lot of guys that, seriously, they've meant a lot to our business in total, you know.
Mike, over 50 Breeders' Cup wins? Are you kidding me?
43. I think you said 43 okay. Breeders' Cup, 53 years in the game as an agent. And I remember, you know, I've told this story. I was an assistant clerk of the scales for 2 meets back in 1986 at Hollywood Park, an incredible jockey's room. That was the year that Shoemaker became the oldest jockey to win the Kentucky Derby aboard Ferdinand for Charlie Whittingham. But every Thursday, Ronnie Anderson would come down as Fernando. Oh, yeah. So he's working for Fernando Toro. They'd go into an empty room. It was actually the girls' jocks room at that time. But, you know, we didn't have too many women riding at that particular meet, those meets then. And they'd go in there and haggle over the check. And, of course, Fernando always wanted to give Ronnie more than he was entitled. But, no, I'm kidding, of course. They would haggle, and then Ronnie get the check and see you later. It was a weekly occurrence.
Well, creatures of habit, what can they tell you?
And Fernando loved it. It was, you know, just... It's just like, yeah, that's the way we do business, you know. So
no one realizes how hard their job is. I mean, they got to lie to people like 24/7 every day of the week and spin people and piss people off, and they come back for more.
Yeah. You know, Steve Speck, we talked about Tim McKenna. He used to talk about his brother Boone. Boone was an agent for a long time up in the Bay Area. He said, you know, he's walking up and you know he's going to spin you, but – he's just got a way about him. You kind of feel good after it's done, you know?
It takes your talent. Yeah. Absolutely.
Hey, we're out of here early today because of Angels baseball. Jose Soriano's on the hill in Toronto. Can we make any money at Santa Anita?
Yeah, we're going to look at the 8th race today. Obviously, Private Gem's the horse to beat, but I like a price horse in there, Mike. Number 3, The Last Straw. Dick Mandela sends out this 4-year-old. Mike Smith rides. Draw a line through his last race. He came back too close. He ran real big 2 starts back. 8-1 on the morning line. Number 3, The Last Straw, upsets and wins today's 8th race out at Santa Anita.
That is The Last Straw. We're going to cash. Thanks so much, John, and happy Mother's Day to everybody out there. Hope you have a great day. For Chris Monreal, I'm Mike Willman. Over and out.
You've been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice cold beer 7 days a week.